This is episode 2236 of the Daily Meditation Podcast. I'm Mary Meckley, and I welcome you to a brand new series we're launching into this week. This is a series by popular request. In fact, it stems from what one of your fellow meditators shared with me recently, and I shared this with you on the podcast. I had such a response from you empathizing with Gina from Long Island in regard to her employers spreading rumors about her. She's been feeling depressed and consumed by negative thoughts. And she feels it's out of her control. There's nothing she can really do to stem these false rumors. Many of you reached out to let me know about your unique situations where people spread rumors about you. And I realized how damaging these rumors can be, especially during these times, during a pandemic, because we're not communicating with each other in our normal fashion. So you might be communicating on Zoom or by text or email or phone. And so it's likely that you are not in a regular situation where you're face to face with people. Even if you are social distancing at your particular workplace, chances are you're still not communicating the way you used to. With masks on, it's really difficult to read people's expressions. So just depending on where you live and the different ways people are managing dealing with the coronavirus, you might find that there's a lot of miscommunication. Here's a message from your fellow meditator who reaches out to me from San Diego, California. This is Carla, and she says, "Hi, Mary. Thank you so much for the podcast. I listen to it every day. Gina's message about her employers spreading rumors about her really resonated with me because I've had a similar experience, and I wanted to let Gina know that because of this difficult situation, I was in a situation where I had to force myself not to think about what was happening. Otherwise, I would get into a tailspin where I couldn't focus on anything else except for the untrue rumors that were being spread about me. I started to focus exclusively on what was positive in my life, and this helped me to realize my own self-worth, and it also helped me to realize that regardless of what others say about me or think about me, what matters most is how I feel about myself." Carla, I want to thank you so much for your message, and I want to applaud you for your strength, your great inner strength to overcome such a difficult situation. And that is exactly what this series is about. In each episode, you will discover a focus to help you manage negative situations, how to stay positive despite what may be going on in your life. You have a special quest this week. Every week you have a challenge. This week's challenge is to look for the miracles in ordinary life. And when you think about nature, you can easily recognize the miracle in every sunrise each morning that greets you, and in each sunset as you lay to rest the events of the day. You can recognize the miracle in a beautiful flower and its fragrance, in a child, in a newborn, in your pet, the way your dog greets you every time you open your front door. There are so many ordinary miracles in everyday life that we often lose sight of when negative events and situations can seem to dominate our thoughts. In fact, science shows that over 90% of our thoughts each day are negative, and over 90% are repetitive. So if you feel like you're going around each day repeating negative thoughts, you are not alone. So this is a week to begin to break away from that cycle and begin to focus on the goodness happening in the world around you. Regardless of what's happening in the news or what's happening at work or in your family or with friends, what's happening every single day all around you right at this moment is a miracle. In each episode, you're going to discover a reflection that I encourage you to journal about. I'll release the reflection theme for each day. This is also by request from a fellow meditator who enjoys the journaling questions. So to start you off, your focus for today, to focus on the ordinary miracles in everyday life, is to begin to look for a miracle of kindness today, or some kindness recently in your life you've experienced. Know that if you like the journaling questions, you can head over to the Sip and Om meditation app, where for 1 week you can receive free access to this week's series. You get a free week series on the app when you subscribe. You can cancel at any time. And you also receive a guide with all the techniques you'll be exploring in this week's series right there at your fingertips. You'll see a customized herbal tea and a customized yoga asana, along with all the techniques I share with you here on the podcast. You also receive, of course, the 30-minute guided meditations. So settle yourself down now and get ready to meditate on kindness. As you sit up straight and begin to relax your body, notice where you hold tension today. And you might begin to become aware of what may have triggered that tension. Consider a negative situation or event that seems to be consuming your thoughts. And know that it's okay to reflect on these negative events. Know that you can also begin to open up to and develop a deeper appreciation of the daily miracles in life. As your body begins to become more relaxed and your thoughts begin to settle down, you'll notice that your breath becomes calmer and you begin to relax. bring to mind a kindness that you've noticed recently in your life, a kindness shown to you by someone, or even a kindness you've noticed between other people, something that restored your sense of faith in the goodness in the world. Reflect on this kindness, and as you do so, continue to sit in stillness and bring this feeling of kindness deep within you. Focus on it. Allow it to penetrate your thoughts just as much as you may notice negative thoughts linger. Allow this thought of kindness to remain with you. Sit in stillness for as long as you feel comfortable doing so, ending your meditation at the point where you could meditate a little longer. Always end your meditation on a high note. You are so worth slowing down for.